All right. This one is going to be a real interesting episode. This is your man, 50 Grand. No mic in his hand this week. MC Johnny T, and I am joined by the co-hostess with the mostest, the queen of everything, and probably at this moment, the queen of rage, mad at old MC Johnny T at the moment. So, you might have noticed the absence of our incredible royalty-free music that we would usually bring in our episode on, but today I'm broadcasting live from the driver's seat of a 2011 Evergreen, looks very much like a substitute teacher who's middle-aged, Kia Soul, because, well, apparently your boy was just in great demand today and just had to do things to accommodate everyone. But you know what? Johnny T, he's a people pleaser. He's a man for the people, of the people, by the people, about the people. And you know what? We had to bring this episode to the people, hook or crook. So today we are going to do things a little bit different. Amazon, take a couple deep breaths because I can just hear the panic in your voice minutes before we started this. What say you about the way you're feeling right about now? How's everything going over there?
Well, seeing as though you said I can't use any curse words.
Oh, no. Yeah, we got new rules, you guys. We got new rules. So there will be a formal statement that's coming out about the growth for our Punkdemic podcast. But we are moving to some radio outlets. And so I am protected at this moment by the FCC and their regulations. But I know that at the conclusion of this, and once that stop button has been pushed and we're no longer recording, I'm most likely in for an earful today. But beyond that, how is everything going over there?
Everything is good. I'm just eager to get this going. I'm pretty excited about today's guest because it's something that's important and special to me. So let's get a move on.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and do that. As soon as I pull over, I'm going to push buttons because I am not interested in having any car accidents. I know. There's a lot that I'm willing to do, but an accident, well, I'll do just about anything, but I will not do that, okay?
Got it.
You know, that's just not any good. But, you know, I will take this moment to just let people know that we are moving to a radio format in the upcoming weeks, most likely before the end of the calendar year. We're going to be making a move. You'll still be able to catch us on our new YouTube channel. You'll still be able to catch us wherever you've been normally consuming your podcast episodes of what we're doing. And of equal importance, you will still be able to consume that great Punkdemic merchandise that I know that you all have grown to love. Punkdemic t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, as we're approaching hoodie season. You don't want to be caught out there without one of those, maybe a beanie, something along those lines. So make sure you swing by punkdemic.com. Check out the merchandise over there. Holiday season is going to be coming up. Great finds, great bargains for your early Christmas shopping. And go get some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Get some stuff. Punkdemic.com, punkdemic.com, punkdemic.com. And we're going to bring in our first guest that's coming in from our organization that we are featuring on today's episode. And I'm going to let Shalana go ahead and take over.
Hi.
Hi, Shalana. How are you?
I'm good. For whatever reason, everybody's using my real name. Thank you, Johnny Taylor. That's okay. So, yeah, I was going to do this whole introduction, but I felt like it would be better if you introduced yourself and talked a little bit about CASA, because you know more about where it is now than I do, considering it's been a... Listen, I don't want to tell my age, but it's been a long time since I've been there. So I thought you could go ahead and introduce yourself and then fill us in about what it is you guys do.
Okay. Well, my name's Jessica. I am currently a house manager at Casa de los Angelitos, which is a maternity shelter for pregnant women and their babies. I am also a past resident of the program. That program saved my life. I am forever grateful. I I now have my son and I'm employed there. It's an amazing place. It's a safe place for women to go to get their thoughts organized, to get out of survival mode, to calm your nervous system. Like, I'm telling you, like, if you don't have peace in your life and not having a home, it's one of the most unbelievable obstacles to overcome. I was chronically homeless. I struggled a lot. I did have a spiritual awakening. That's my story. But you know, once you awaken to the fact that the universe conspires with you every single day, I knew that CASA was going to be a permanent fixture in my life, because I was already being guided by the universe, and it took me to this wonderful place. And I've got to meet so many wonderful women and work with people who give their time, and they have full-time jobs and they're still giving their time. This place is awesome. Super grateful for the opportunity to work there and live there. And my son is like overly blessed by that organization. He is overly blessed. We're really blessed. Yeah.
Yay. So I know where to go if I need a job.
Yeah. We love having past residents work there. Rob.
I'll be calling going, hey, remember me? No. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring in, I believe we have some current residents as well as past residents, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then maybe I'll talk a little bit about myself. Not so much. I want to focus some be more on the ladies that are coming on than me. But really quickly, my gosh. When I came to CASA, I was 19. And I was pregnant with my first child. My God. And I came from there. I was coming from a domestic violence shelter to CASA because I was the only pregnant woman in that shelter. And a lot of the things that they had going on did not apply to my situation at all. So I was really uncomfortable. They weren't, you know, it just wasn't a place for somebody in my condition. But I was being moved all over the place. And I went from that situation to being there at CASA. And it took me a little bit to kind of thaw out and get out of that fight or flight mode that you get in when you're coming out of those kind of situations. And it did change my life. One of the guests that's on today has been my friend since I was 19. I'm now, okay, don't tell anybody, I'm now 48.
Ooh, queen. Queen.
Our children have grown up, you know, together. They're adults now, you know, in the world. And so, yeah, it was different. It was a different environment for me. I shared a room, which I'd never, like, it was just all different. And so, but it was life-changing. And so I feel like that was one of the major stepping stones in my life to press me forward. And so when I started this company, which I still don't know how, to be honest with you, prayer is something, I tell you. And I still don't know how I got where I'm at, but I know that that was the cornerstone. And it was something that showed me a different way of being. It showed me a sense of community. It just was a great starting point for myself. So that's a little bit about me. Let's go ahead, Johnny, and bring in everybody else. I'm not wearing my glasses, so I might just be like you over there. If I can. That's something else that kind of happens when you get 38. And so, you know, it happens to the best of us. Everyone say hello.
Hello.
Hi. So who is a current resident of CASA? Who's still there?
I am.
I see one over there. So let's go ahead and talk to you for a minute about, if you don't want to talk about how you got there, you can talk about how it is to be there. What's your experience with being there at CASA? Did I put you on the spot? A little? All right, does anyone else want to go ahead and talk about? Okay. Are we having audio issues?
I think so.
Let's see. Antoinette?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you. Let's go ahead and jump in and have a conversation with you while we straighten everything else out. All right. A little bit, your experience being there at CASA.
It's been nearly 30 years. I'd say the late 90s that I went to CASA. I was pregnant with twins, and I was attending an outpatient drug program, and I needed a place to live because I couldn't live with my husband and my three older children because of my drug addiction. So I was in the program, I was doing well, and I was able to find a place to live, and that was CASA. And it was like a foundation. The house mother at that time, I believe her name was Lydia.
Lydia, yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. And I remember them telling me, well, you know, we never had anybody who's married and haven't had a drug problem. So they were like skeptical about bringing me in, but they did. And I did well, made lifelong friends there. And successfully gave birth to my twins, boy girl twins, April and Isaiah. They're 28 years old now. I mean, they are UCLA graduates, class of 2019. So, I mean, it was wonderful. It was just a good foundation. It was a house in a nice neighborhood. So it wasn't like I was living in this program, you know, it was a nice house, and we would cook our meals. We would sit out in the backyard. It felt like a community, you know, and it just really helped me to feel comfortable. And it was a great place to have my twins. So from there, I reunited with my husband for a time.
Hold on, I'm laughing because when we would have our meals together in the kitchen, they were more religious based at the time. The people that were on the board and everything, they were probably in their 80s, Antoinette, some of those women?
Yeah, they were older, yes.
So very, it was a little bit probably more strict than it is now, I think. And so we would have these prayers at dinner time. And I remember sitting with Antoinette at the table, praying that she would get reunited with her husband quite a few nights, actually. So I had to, that's what made me giggle, because she did that. It happened. And anyway, go ahead, Antoinette.
No, I mean, yeah, it happened for a time. So, you know, after that, I just love CASA because it's just a small, close-knit place, and they make you feel comfortable. They didn't make me feel like I was in a program. Trust me, I've been in some programs, and they make sure you know it. We had good food. My other three children were allowed to come and visit. I was able to leave and go spend time with them. So it was just a good place, and it helped me while I was going to my program. And after graduating from my program, I just felt like I had a strong foundation. And it's been 28 years, give or take. I've been clean ever since. Well, I'm 10 years older than my friend
Amazon.
Yes. So I'm looking towards retirement.
But it couldn't be 28 years, and I'm only 28, so I don't appreciate you telling
me. You went from 28 to 38 to 28, okay.
Everything but my age, right? But yeah, so Antoinette and I met there, and we watched our kids grow up. We have supported each other through the craziest things, the best things, but all of it came from there, and it's wild. She's telling this story about how I was 10 and she was 20 when we met. It's just amazing that we've still been friends that long and we're still super close. And it's her son said his first word to me at CASA. And it was funny because she was in the shower and I was just in there talking to him with his little big head. He's still got a big head. He's so cute. And I was sitting there talking to him, and he started talking back. And she came jumping out of the shower, and she ran in the room, and she goes, I know my baby's not talking to you. And I said, well, and he hasn't stopped talking since.
No, he hasn't.
Not at all. Not a lick. So I wanted to talk with you in the hat because I have new glasses on. What was your name again?
Shonda.
Shonda, I can hear you now. I'd like to hear a little more from you.
Thank you. And I love all of your stories. I can really relate with everything that each person has said. In terms of CASA just being a safe haven, you know, I was looking for a safe space personally. When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to do it. And I'm like, diapers, formula, childcare, wait a minute, while living in my car, and also fighting an addiction. It was a very difficult thing. I even questioned God, like maybe kind of just a real time, but he reassured me every step of the way, no, you're going to be okay. Your baby's going to be okay. And I found CASA, and I knew it was meant to be, because when I got there was no other ladies there. I'm like, wait a minute, it is big house. But God knew I needed that, because my lifestyle of sleep, I was very closed off. Fight or flight mode, survival mode. So I didn't really trust barely myself. So, you know, so I needed that time to calm down and get to know who I was before God allowed another young lady to come in. Because soon as that next young lady came in, it was like a flood of women that came in. But by then, I was able to communicate with others, open up to others, and allow them to also tell me their stories, you know, swap stories, and just start to build a sisterhood that on the street, I'm like, I don't want to do this. But I'm happy I found CASA, because being open to a sisterhood really showed me that no one can do it by themselves. It wasn't meant to be done by yourself. You know, having a support system and people who genuinely care about you are awesome. I mean, staff was amazing. Staff is still amazing. But to have someone in the exact same spot as you, you know, even whether you're sharing a room with them or they're in the next room two doors down, and to be able to talk to them, and they give you positive advice and you give them positive advice, it was really humbling for me and beneficial for me. And CASA created the space for me to start to build, like Antoinette said, a foundation. The foundation that I still live on today. The foundation of, you know, going to therapy, seeking out my support group, knowing that there are other mothers. And when I just hit a bump in the road, my son is going on two. And so now I'm about to deal with these terrible twos. But I can reach out to anyone. Jessica is my go-to. I love Jessica. Oh my goodness, she is like my go-to, because she has other children. So she has done this before. And whenever I feel like I don't know what's next, Jessica's always there for me to be able to help me to figure it out. So just creating that sister circle, I'll say, and having that support system, it goes a long way. It really does go a long way. CASA is a great, great place. And I would advise anybody who wants to go to CASA to come to CASA, because if you're really trying to rebuild yourself and rebuild your life so that you can be the best parent that you can be, CASA is that place for you, in my opinion. Yes, 100%.
So the purpose of doing the podcast was just to get a little more awareness about CASA. I didn't do my fundraising for CASA this past Christmas due to personal things. You know, life sometimes will do that. But this year, I wanted to get back on it. We're going to be doing some fundraising, and I wanted to use my platform to the best of my ability to help to do that. So once this is done, you guys, by all means, share it. Share it on your platforms, wherever you can, so that we can help raise awareness. Because, again, it's life-changing, literally. Not to sound cliche, but it is life-changing. One of my life friends is sitting right there. He came from the same place. So I'm not making it up. And now I'm here and I run a business and I own a business. Am I rolling in the dough? Not yet, but I'll get there. And one of the reasons I'm able to be so resilient is some of the lessons I learned there at CASA. So just, my goodness, Jessica, you work at a pretty cool place.
No, yes, I'm very grateful. Dante has never wanted for a diaper a day in his life, that's for sure. They provide everything for the children, literally, not a pack of diapers. Like, it's insane. Like, that place is, yeah, phenomenal for sure.
Are there any newer programs? Like, do you guys have anything you're doing in regards to, like, counseling and stuff like that? That you offer?
We do offer therapy as well as a parenting class. Right now we do some cooking classes. We're trying to implement like maybe some more therapy groups that's enjoyable for the people there, maybe some art therapy. We're still trying to like feel it out, like who's interested in what, because it's such a influx and outflux of women and children that you have to find something that's going to be suitable for like a big group of people, because not every, like right now we have a lot of women who are into sewing, right? And it's so awesome. They're like working on these different projects. But the next women who come in may not be so interested in sewing. So we're trying to like find ways to mix it up and make it enjoyable in a situation like this.
I always wanted to do quilting.
Yeah, there's a quilter, and the people that have been teaching us are so awesome. They're Yarn Angels. I don't know if you're familiar with Yarn Angels. They used to make blankets for all the ladies at CASA and their babies.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's who's teaching us to sew, which is super
cool. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think they used to have blankets and like little baby hats. I don't know if I remember.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you're going to have to also let me know when you get the date for your Christmas party for this year.
Absolutely. We need you there. We need you there.
I had so much fun last time. I don't know. I think I might have made Santa uncomfortable a little bit, but... It's okay. It's like I'm not into pictures, and so I felt all awkward. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, "Well, let's do it." And I got some cool pictures with Santa. I did not try to sit on his lap.
Send those. We need those.
I didn't try to sit on his lap, though. I didn't. I was good. But okay. So there's one more person I didn't speak to. Say something so I can see if. Oh well.
Oh no.
That's okay. That's fine. I think they get the gist at this point, guys. Does anyone have anything else to say? I'm keeping it a little shorter due to the fact that Johnny Taylor is in his car. And so
to promote that CASA has a lot, even outside of the programs that they provide for the ladies. There is a lot of leisure time in terms of, like, there's a Halloween party coming up. We usually do a summertime alumni, you know, past residents, future residents, usually a luau or something like that. And all these different things. Where, like Jessica said, your baby will never go without a diaper. Even my son, like, past residents, we are still invited to come back. If we need diapers, if we need anything for our children, even though they're, you know, we're not there anymore. And that's the biggest thing that stood out to me, was that they don't just discard you when you leave. Like, okay, bye. You know, no, it's a family, it's a community, because we're always checking in on each other. How are you doing? How's the baby doing? You know, come by, CASA. And that, again, back to the sisterhood of it all. And the community of it all, CASA really has good community. But yes, we cannot wait to have you back, Amazon.
I'm excited. The last time I actually had a physical list that I acquired from everybody there, and I tried to accommodate that the best that I could, and Antoinette contributed as well as some of my friends. But this year, I've always wanted to give somebody one of those ridiculous checks that are really, really big for no reason. So we're gonna do a GoFundMe and set a certain amount as a goal for CASA. Hopefully exceed that amount. I've always wanted to give somebody one of those. Okay, truth. I've always wanted to get one of those big checks, but I figure since nobody is giving me one, the next best thing is to give someone else one. So that's the vision I'm putting out there for this year, is that I have one of those silly big old checks to hand over to Casa from Punkdemic. And that's the goal. So any way that you guys can push it or promote it, we are on YouTube and everything like that now, besides just the audio. We're venturing out into radio. I just found out about that yesterday, which is big. Just do what you can on your end, and we'll do what we can on ours and see if we can't get some big numbers on that big old ridiculous size check. I'm gonna have Johnny try to like wrap it up, only because of how late we got started, and I know everybody has other things to do. I might schedule another recording. I'll get with you guys and see if that's something we could do, but this will do for now. So Johnny, if you can hear me, come on in and do your thing. We'll wrap this one up for now, and then maybe schedule another one where you're more conveniently located, so to speak.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody for coming in and being a part of the episode today. I'm literally broadcasting live on location at a remote location, but stay true to the vocation and make sure that we got the word out for this incredible fundraiser that we are doing. If you guys are listening out there, please consider making a donation to our GoFundMe. All of the proceeds, 1,000,000% of the proceeds, are going to go directly towards the organization. The way we set up the GoFundMe, Punkdemic never even touches the money, baby. We not touching one red penny of it. It's going directly to the organization. So we do this in order to elicit more trust from you guys who consider being donors for this incredible cause that is making an incredible difference for people who essentially grow the next generation of incredible people. So please consider making a donation for this, as our holiday season is coming up. It's a season for giving, and this is a big part of living. It's the way that we commit to our giving. So until the next time, it's man MC Johnny T, aka you know who, Big Flair in the Square, for the Queen of Everything, Amazon, and our special guest Casa, reminding everybody to be kind to your mind and one another. And until next time, Punkdemic Podcast, we are signing out. Later. Now I gotta find the button on this thing. Oh yeah, here it is. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, don't you oh my god me. Don't you oh my, and we are still recording, by the way. Okay? Don't do that to me in front of guests. That's rather unkind. Okay? That's not.
You're lucky I'm being good.
Oh, I know. I already know I'm catching some rap in a little while. Oh, I already know it's coming. All right, we are out of here. Till next time.